All right. You can mention some congregation, you can bring up the subject of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, talking in tongues, prophesying, laying hands on the sick. They'll put you in jail if crucify you. And as plain as that is in the scripture, that shouldn't even be an issue, controversy. That shouldn't be a difference. You can bring up the subject water baptism, you get all kinds of stuff. Because people won't listen to the Holy Spirit. They want to be spiritual. And I know what it is. Satan wants to bring confusion. And this is what we're talking about tonight. He wants to bring confusion so there won't be unity among us. You know, this church over here want to outdo this one over here. And then when someone do stand up and preach it, you have to be prayerful that you don't do it in an arrogant way. You hear me? When you get a truth, you got to present it in love. You shouldn't, you know, I know a few things, but it shouldn't come out of my head. It ought to be, every time I stand here, ought to be directed from the Holy Spirit. I ought to be submitted to Him to preach. And sometimes at your best trying to do that, you still offend people. You can tell the action and so forth. You can tell actions speak way louder than words. I know. Actions speak louder than words. You know, people say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But action prove out different. And we shouldn't be so easily offended over things. We shouldn't be so easily offended where correction should be done and it just tears apart. He hurt my feeling. But when you get a revelation of the kingdom, I don't care. All I want to do is make sure I'm right. Come on. Amen. That's my main thing. I want to make sure God, I want to know the truth. I want to know what's right. I'm not going to let my feeling get in the way. I'm going to let my personality get in the way. I'm not going to let other things around me get in the way. I'm not going to find something. And at your best, stuff going to come up. Amen. Right? Yes, sir. But God brought us together to be a powerful force. Amen. Which y'all agree? Amen. That people who are hurting. And see, the power won't flow in those, you know, mixed emotions and people who are not fully engaged and fully yielded. And that's what they're focused to do, is to make sure, I want to please you, Lord. I want to say it, do it. And so if something go down, we just get it out of the way and keep going. So, this is what he's saying, so we could grow up and be strong. I'm getting back to Luke 8 in just a minute. He has rescued us completely. How much? Completely from the tyrannical ruler of darkness. And has what? Translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. That's what we are. Now we want to get a revelation of the kingdom. That division, offenses, uncommitment and things to the Word of God, treating the Word as a regular book, regular thing. Undisciplined in studying, praying, and reading. Find out what God has said. Out of control in your relationship with one another, saying things about one another behind their back, in the faith, with your action. He wants to get a revelation of the kingdom. Love won't do that to people. Boy, it's so quiet. But watch this. I'm going to move on. The light has come so we could see and grow and become all that God created us to be, so we can be affected in reaching souls. I'm saying this because you're going to see later on in this series of messages how that we, if we allow this to be among us, it's going to hinder us from accomplishing what God wants to do, wants to happen in the midst of us. Do you understand that there's a lot of hurting people? There's a lot of hurting people right now. And as long as we allow these natural things to control us, and we pick and choose what we'll do when the scripture tells us what to do, and we'll talk about that later, but I want to get to this so we learn how to help other people as we walk in this ourselves. Walk in this ourselves, all right? All right, here we go. So give me Luke 8, 16. And let's begin to, let's pick up here. Hallelujah. Luke 8, 16. No one lights a lamp and then hides it, covering it over or putting it where it light won't be seen. No. The lamp is placed on what? A lampstand. So others are able to what? To benefit from its brightness. All right, here we go. Because this revelation lamp now what? Is it? Let's read that again. Because this revelation lamp now what? Shine within you. Shine within you. We talked about this last week, and I'm just going to make mention of it. I remember so well, and it was such a thrill when we finally got, you know, we was right down the main highway come by our home place. But we were way back out in the country then. And when we got ready to go, when we had to go to school, we had to walk about a mile and a half, maybe. Yeah, it was a good mile and a half, maybe a little further. But we could cut through the woods and cut some, you know, you take a shortcut. And there was a man that lived over there where they had the road gravel. And he would let us leave our boots on the porch, and we had to carry our books and our shoes in our hand. We would change from our rubber boots that, you know, had mud on into our shoes where we'd go to school.